Tom's family lived in a big building where every apartment had its own cellar. But Tom was convinced that their cellar was by far the spookiest, the darkest, and the most spider-infested of all. And he knew exactly why. The caretaker, Mr. Igor Grouchman, hated children. And since Tom and Lola were the only children in the building, their family had been given the most horrendous cellar. Obviously. Standing outside the dusty door, Tom pursed his lips and boldly adjusted his glasses. The narrow, cold corridor lined by the cellar doors was only dimly lit, and Tom, as always, had trouble getting the wretched key into their lock. The door creaked ominously as Tom pushed it open. A musty-smelling blackness yawned back at him. Bravely, he took a step forward and fumbled for the light switch. Where on earth was the blasted thing? It was an old-fashioned rotary switch, which you could easily sprain your fingers on. Phew, at last. There it was. Tom turned it. A pitifully small light bulb flickered and, pop, exploded into 1,000 pieces. Shocked, Tom stumbled backward and hit the cellar door with his elbow. Clunk. The lock clicked shut. And there he was, standing in the pitch-black cellar, all alone. Calm, he thought. Stay calm, Tom. It's just the stupid light bulb that exploded. But since when did light bulbs just explode? Tom felt his mouth turn as dry as sandpaper. He tried to take a step backward, but his shoes were stuck to something slimy and wet. He listened to his own breathing, and then heard a quiet rustling, as if something was gently brushing against the old newspapers that Mom had piled up somewhere in the darkness. Help, whispered Tom. Oh, please, help. Came a moan from the darkness. Cold, musty-smelling breath chilled his face, and icy fingers gripped his throat. Get lost, cried Tom, lashing out blindly. Get lost, you disgusting thing! The icy fingers let go of his throat and pulled him by his ears. Tom could see something gleaming pale in the darkness, something with garish green eyes, flapping hair, and a scornful smirk. A ghost, thought Tom, petrified. A real ghost! Howled the dreadful creature. With desperate strength, Tom wrenched his feet free of the glued-down shoes. He staggered to the door and groped with trembling fingers for the bolt. The gruesome ghoul tugged at his hair and his jacket and filled his ears with its terrible howling. With one last effort, Tom pulled the door open. The ghost fell back with a furious screech. And Tom stumbled out into the corridor, half dead with shock.